Who the hell do those bloody children belong to?
Are you talking to me, Morris?
I was just wondering about those kids who are running wild in reception.
Are they running wild, Morris? They're mine.
Oh. I wasn't aware we were running a creche.
We're not yet.
And me want to ask why your progeny have invaded the Herald?
Yes, Morris, you may. Because my husband, who was looking after them, was called to the hospital to see his father, who is critically ill. And I, being a full-time professional journalist and not one of those happy amateurs you love to sound off about, asked Mavis to look after them for half an hour while I finished what I was doing.
I see. And how's Mavis supposed to finish what she's doing?
Is Mavis complaining?
No.
Well, then I can't see why you've taken it upon yourself to complain on her behalf.
Because I don't think it gives a very good impression of the paper. To come into reception and find the staff's children climbing about in the chairs and playing with the telephones.
Morris, it's an emergency. It doesn't happen every day.
Well, you'll forgive me for saying so, but it shouldn't happen at all. You should have plans for emergencies like this.
Oh, such as?
Well, I don't know. I'm not their mother. Whatever other people do. I mean, can you not send them to nursery school or something?
You clearly didn't read last week's Woman's Page very carefully, Morris. Nursery education has always been in short supply, and it's always the first to feel the pinch when times are hard. At the moment, it's being cut back heavily. I haven't got a hope in hell of getting my kids into daycare.
Aye, well, what about childminders or au pairs?
I don't need childminders, Morris. Peter looks after the children.
Except when he's hospital visiting.
My God, honestly, Morris, you really can be the most insensitive prig. Peter's father is dangerously ill. He was found in a state of collapse at home this morning.
Well, I'm sorry about Peter's father, but I mean, I really don't see...
I am trying to finish this article so I can remove my children from the Herald's premises and go home.
Mm-hmm. Does Mike know they're here?
I don't know. Look, do you really think it's easy concentrating on something when you know the kids are there and the receptionist's doing you a tremendous favour looking after them and that you're working at other people's expense, including your children's?
I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't. You live in a world where children and sick relatives take strictly second place. You think we should all be like you. Robots, programmed to get the job done and God help anyone who gets in the way. Well, all I can say is it can't be much fun living with a robot. Working with you's bad enough.
Oh, good afternoon, sister.
Pardon? I'm not sister, I'm staff nurse.
Oh.
What can I do for you?
Well, I've come to see my father. I believe he was admitted to this ward this afternoon. Mr. Arthur Tyson.
Oh, yes, the old man with pneumonia. Yes, well, he's asleep at the moment. Mr...
Tyson, I'm his son.
Of course. How do you do? I'm afraid your father's very ill, Mr. Tyson.
Yes, well, at least he's alive. I thought he might be...
No, he's alive, but he's on the danger list.
Oh, I see.
He's got bronchopneumonia, Mr. Tyson. It's a serious illness at any age. But for a man of your father's years, well, it takes a lot of getting over. He has a history of chest trouble, does he?
Yes, he has, and he's always been asthmatic.
Yes, well, of course, it's a bad time of year for chesty people. He shouldn't really have been going out if he had a bad chest.
Well, he wasn't. I was doing all his shopping for him.
Yes. Well, we're doing all we can for your father, Mr. Tyson. He's on continuous oxygen and, of course, penicillin injections for the infection. Would you like to pop down the ward and have a look at him? But I don't think we ought to disturb him if he's asleep.
No, of course not. But if I could see him...
Come with me. He's just here, up this end by the office, so we can keep an eye on him.
Oh, he's in an oxygen tent?
Yes, well, he needs a lot of oxygen. He was starved of it when he came in. That's why he's so blue.
He doesn't look very comfortable. Can he sleep upright like that?
It's the best position for him.
Father, how are you? Yes, well, you're in the best place. Father, can you hear me through that plastic thing?
George found me.
Yes, I know. He phoned and told me. I'm sorry, Father. I'd no idea you were so ill. He's dozing off again.
Yes. He's not up to talking, really. Mr. Tyson?
Yes.
Your son will come back and see you later. The more rest he gets, the better.
Yes.
You'd better tell Uncle Stanley and Aunt Em.
What was it?
Something about Uncle Stanley, was it?
Taking me trout fishing tomorrow.
Something about Uncle Stanley.
And Aunt Em. They've both been dead for 30 years.
Oh, poor old thing. He's wandering a bit.
Oh, poor father. He's always been such a lucid old boy.
Yes. Well, let's leave him to sleep now. I'll just make sure I've got your telephone number so that if there's any change in his condition, I can get in touch with you.
Toby.
What is it?
Am I coming?
Yes, all right.
Ah, brought you a present.
Thank you.
I'd have brought you some flowers, but a plant seemed more sensible this time of year.
Oh, it's lovely.
You've been crying, love.
Yes.
Oh, Sophie, come here.
Don't.
Sorry. Can I sit down?
If you want to.
What's the matter, eh? Is it...
Well, it's Matt. He says that it's my duty to take Digby to court.
You don't want to?
Oh, of course I don't want to. I don't ever want to see that man again.
Well, if that's the way you feel, maybe you'd better just forget it.
Forget it? How can I forget it?
Going to court, I mean, not the...
I can't forget it, Bill.
Because he might have a go at someone else, you mean?
No. Because he might have another go at me. Well, he might even come back and do it again. God, he might even come back to the restaurant.
If he comes within 50 yards of the restaurant, I'll smash his face in.
Yes, but you aren't with me, Bill.
I can be. For a while.
I don't want you with me.
No. Well, the only way to be quite certain he won't come back and bother you, love, is to tell the police you're pressing charges. Win the case, see him locked up.
Yes. Or lose it and be called a liar and watch him get off scot-free.
Sophie, love, I'll stick by you. Come here.
Please, Bill. Please, just don't touch me.
Sorry. We're not all bastards like him, you know.
Aren't you?
You know that, Sophie.
Seems to me that you are. You all use women. Rupert. You. Digby. Every single one of you.
Sophie, don't. That. I love you.
Ah. Here. You know something, Cressy? You're improving.
Am I? You make me sound like a good wine. In what way?
As a cook.
Oh.
Aye.
Thank you.
That fish was almost edible tonight.
Almost? You've eaten the whole lot.
Well, I've got a strong stomach. Oh, yeah. Are you going to make me a cup of coffee?
I might. Are you going to help me wash up?
Oh, do I have to? I've had a hard day.
Oh, I bet Liz Warner doesn't say that when she gets home.
Oh, superwoman. No, I bet she doesn't. I'll bet that husband of hers doesn't even dare ask her to help with the washing up. Did I tell you she had all her children at the office today?
All of them?
Oh, three. I think that was all of them. Maybe it was only half.
What on earth did she bring them in for?
Ah, some tale about her husband going to visit someone in hospital.
Couldn't he have waited till she got home?
Well, that's exactly what I said. I think she likes to keep us all reminded of how overburdened she is.
She's only overburdened by choice.
Ah, of course.
I can't imagine why she doesn't get herself a nanny.
Oh, well, that's because you don't understand the way the tortured middle classes of Hampstead think, my dear Cressy. It wouldn't do just to be rich and privileged, oh no. You've got to suffer because of it. Make life difficult for yourself.
And Maurice, don't start getting bitter and twisted.
Bitter and twisted, me.
If I was Liz, I think I'd just stay at home with the children.
Aye, and have a nanny, I dare say, knowing you.
If I could afford it, yes.
Not much middle-class guilt about you, is there, Cressy?
I don't see any point in being guilty. That doesn't solve anything.
No. Nope. Anyway, what happened to my coffee?
It's been delayed till after the washing up. Hmm. Maurice?
Mm-hmm?
Why did you never have children? You and your wife?
Oh, Never got round to it, I suppose.
Don't you wish you had?
Not really, no. Particularly not as things turned out, the divorce and that.
Ah. Do you want to have kids?
No.
Never?
You're not trying to tell me something, are you, Chris?
I'm not pregnant, if that's what you mean.
Thank God for that.
I would like to have a baby.
I will. Wait till you grow up and maybe you will.
Oh, Morris, be serious.
I am being serious.
Well, you might at least consider the idea.
I have considered it. I don't want kids, Chris, I don't. I don't want the responsibility or the complications or the expense or anything else. I'm fine as I am. I don't want to get married and I don't want to have children.
You don't?
No.
You're married to your job, perhaps?
Perhaps.
The dedicated journalist.
Aye.
Well, I think that's pretty peculiar.
Do you?
Yes, I do. And what's more, I'm getting a bit fed up with it. You leave for work early, you're home late most nights, and more often than not you fall asleep in front of the television.
There's nothing wrong with that I can see.
The only thing you can talk about is what's happening at the paper.
Well, that's my world.
Well, it makes you pretty boring to live with. Pass your plate.
I see. Well, that's straight from the shoulder anyway. Though I don't follow your female logic in thinking fatherhood would transform me into a more interesting man.
Jeremy, do go up to bed. It's 8 o'clock and you know you'll be tired in the morning if you don't go to sleep now.
He really is a demanding little beggar sometimes.
Well, he probably knows that you're worried about something, darling.
Oh, maybe.
You going to come and sit down? Supper's ready.
Yes. I'm sorry you had to take over this evening, Liz. Cook and get the kids to bed and everything.
Oh, that's all right. Just sit down and relax.
Oh, I feel so terrible about Father.
I know. But there's nothing you can do. And the hospital said they'd ring if he got worse, didn't they?
Yes. Well, if there's any change, was the way they put it. I imagine they'd ring and tell us if he's better.
No. Now, can you face some steak and kidney pie?
Yes, of course. I just never realised he was so ill. I thought he was just putting it all on, wanting a bit of attention.
I know. There you are.
I should remember how old and frail he is. If I'd just been a bit more patient, if I'd listened when he went on about his chest instead of just dismissing him as a hypochondriac.
Well, you did tell him to see Ben Woodhouse.
Well, I should have insisted. Such a perverse old thing.
Well, anyway, it didn't sound too bad at first. The pneumonia must have blown up very quickly.
Well, I think that's just because he's a strong character. I still think of him as physically strong, too. You'd seen him popped up in an oxygen tent, not knowing where he was.
I know. Poor Arthur.
I don't think he's going to pull through, Liz. Something about the way the nurse spoke to me as if she was, well, letting me in gently to the idea he might die.
He is a very old man, darling. He's had his 80 years.
I know. I don't want him to die, Liz. Oh, we've been at odds about so many things lately. Abercrombie's, Jeremy, me staying at home and looking after the house, and I have neglected him. If he dies now, I'll never forgive myself. Ha ha ha!